This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is up, everybody? Thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I am, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. Today's going to be an interesting... Some would describe this as esoteric, but it's probably not that. It's just me. Actually, I was thinking about today. I took a little break, a couple-day break from podcasting, so I wanted to get my thoughts organized on how the Nuggets should proceed through this offseason, and I came to a conclusion that there needs to be more humility, and there needs to be more of an acknowledgement of there's a certain player that no one is going to be greater than, or they think they can outlast. But I will get to that right after I talk to you about our sponsor, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. God, I cannot talk today. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and bet and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or online with one of our over 150 slots games. Now, when I keep talking about this one-stop shop, there's convenience for absolutely everything, and not only do you get to bet on all your favorite sports and games, including prop bets, but you can bet during games, and it really is your one-stop shop because you can get all your information you need to make an informed bet. Plus, you can do other things, like they said, they've got slots games and stuff like that. So, you know, everything you need in your favorite online on betting. And Bet Online is one of those things that, like I said, I don't gamble myself, but if I did, this is something that I would definitely encourage you to do, because informed betting is the best kind of betting. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV in all caps, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, BLEAV in all caps, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. You know, It's been interesting to watch the conversation about the Denver Nuggets unfold this last 2 weeks, basically, since the Nuggets season ended. And people have gone from being upset at certain things to being not concerned enough. And I found that to be quite fascinating. I do believe that we have sort of... You can talk yourself into being complacent. Complacency is the easiest thing to do, and it is also extremely easy for organizations to do. And everyone has talked about the Dallas Mavericks and what they did at the trade deadline, really basically mortgaging themselves because they really don't have draft picks and they don't have a ton of flexibility now after that of those two trade deadline deals they did for role players. That you know people mocked them at the time, and actually that still remains true. The Mavericks don't have a lot of places to go, but they went in all in on this year, and basically it's an idea of like this year counts, the future be damned. That you can get too far into immediacy, you can get too far into the future, and there's a healthy balance that organizations kind of keep. The Denver Nuggets very much want to copy the San Antonio Spurs. As I've discussed before, the Spurs are you cannot replicate the Spurs. The Spurs are unique to history. And it starts with winning the lottery twice in the span of 8 years and getting generational players in both times. And that sort of thing is... you can't repeat that. That set the course for the San Antonio Spurs for 30 years or 25 years. And really it was something that you can't really reproduce. So the Nuggets have tried to fancy themselves the Spurs. Moving all that aside, what I have noticed, and I'm going to go through each individual, then there's actually two people that I'm going to be focusing on this, and I'm just kind of leaping forth from the wrap-up of the postseason press conference podcast. The Nuggets need to understand fundamentally, and this is the top-line observation of this whole podcast, and if you're going to be clipping this podcast, this is what I want you to clip. Every single person in this organization, other than Ja and the Kroenkes, needs to understand that they will not outlast Nikola Jokic. And thinking beyond him is stupid. It's extremely stupid. And thinking that Nikola Jokic is going to be guaranteed a Tim Duncan-esque 20 years is also dumb. You need to be thinking Nikola Jokic for the duration of this contract. And one of the things one of the problems with CBA implications be damned here. One of my biggest issues with the way the Nuggets approached last offseason was an almost arrogant, we can plug in anything we want to with Nikola Jokic and it won't matter. And I'm going to tell you all the story. And it's something that long-time listeners of CSG will tell you. This is going all the way back. I think it was either 2016 or 2017. I'm going to have to go way back in the archives to pull this up. But the we don't skip steps thing from Tim Connelly was originated on CSG. That's the first time he ever said that. And we were talking about, I believe at the time we were talking about Juancho Hernan Gomez. So this was probably 2016. Like I said, it could be one of those 2 years, 2016, 2017. And I remember it clear as day. Timmons and I were sitting in Tim Connolly's house at his dining room table. His son was just born, and his son was sitting near us for a little bit of it, and he made the comment, because I believe this was the podcast where we tried to do like a movie music trivia thing that didn't go over well with me specifically, because I didn't know the references that Nate was making. But the exact circumstances of that was talking about taking a rebuilding team and making it better. We don't skip steps does not apply to a championship team. We don't skip steps is just not is you do you, once you win a championship, you don't do this, because it's not about skipping steps anymore, because you've arrived. You know, there's nothing you can glean from and very specifically the reference was to, as I recall, it was to Juancho Hernan Gomez, and we were talking about, and this is just me pulling from my memory. The Nuggets were all about accumulating draft picks and role players, but by 2017, and this is something that people need to fully understand. By 2017, it was known organization-wide within the Nuggets that Nikola Jokic needed to be built around, and every decision that the Nuggets made needed to be catered around Nikola Jokic. And this is something that Tim Connolly said when we did a post-trade deadline podcast with him, which was, I think, it was a really short one. I think it was like maybe 30 minutes long. We did it in the bowels of Pepsi Center, Timmons and I. And this was 2017. And we talked about the trade, him trading Yusuf Nurkic for Mason Plumlee. And I specifically, I think it was either me or Timmons asked, I think it was me, asked him about having everything centered around Jokic. And Connolly admitted right then and there that every decision the Nuggets made was about Nikola Jokic. And that was their tacit admission. Then this is pre-Calvin Booth. That was the Nuggets' tacit admission that they knew at that fully cognizant. And by 2017, which is 2015, 2016. This was Jokic's second year, and this was the tacit admission that everything needed to be centered around Jokic. So that really was early in Jokic's career that the Nuggets knew this. And the reason I bring that up, and my reason I bring up Connolly talking about that, was every move the Nuggets made after that was tailored around making the Jokic team better because of Nikola Jokic. So everything was centered around Nikola Jokic. And what we forget about that move was, yes, that Yusuf Nurkic had forced their hand. There was a lot of different circumstances involved with that. But what had happened was they identified Mason Plumlee as someone they could, at the very least, he's a Kmart version of Nikola Jokic. And maybe not even Kmart, maybe a dollar store version. But they needed that sort of thing to keep continuity. And by far the best backup center that's ever been on this Nuggets roster, other than the failed and should have been Isaiah Hartenstein experiment, which everyone in the organization should be kicking themselves about, very specifically head coach Michael Malone. It was really they were talking about everything working through a Nikola Jokic lens. And the interesting thing is, the Nuggets, even, you know, when Plumlee left in 2020, and he was offered a lot of money from the Detroit Pistons, so he had to go, and he kind of wanted to be starting, and that's what was going on. But since Plumlee left, there has been a series of attempts, including Hartenstein, including JaVale McGee, including, you know, DeAndre Jordan, I don't really even count because the Nuggets didn't really count on DeAndre. But these attempts to get a backup center have increasingly moved away from the concept of amplifying everything a Jokic team needs. And one of my problems with the way the Nuggets approached this offseason, specifically from the Calvin Booth / Tommy Balsettis angle, was I don't necessarily believe the draft picks they got. Very specifically, Jalen Pickett, and to a lesser extent, Peyton Watson. I don't necessarily think they were done with Jokic in mind. I think they were done with upside in mind. I don't think they were chosen necessarily to amplify Nikola Jokic. And I think that is where the Booth Balcetis regime has sort of, I wouldn't say lost the plot, because they won a championship last year with getting Bruce Brown, who was the perfect Jokic complimentary piece. But I do believe that this last offseason was where things started getting a little sketchy with, in terms of long-term vision and going around Nikola Jokic and developing around Nikola Jokic. And I do believe that that is where things started going sideways. And I think this extended into the coaching staff and the way they approached these. Remember, the Nuggets lost Jeff Green and Bruce Brown and replaced them with three rookies and Justin Holiday. And that is where things started going sideways. And there was an element of the thinking too long term. You know, there's one thing about caving to the reality of what the CBA is right now, and the various implications of getting into the second apron and all that stuff. But there's also what Calvin Booth really was really frustrating. What Calvin Booth said this in the press conference, where he didn't want rent-a-players that would leave after a year for more money elsewhere. Well, I mean, it won you a championship. Bruce Brown came in on a dirt cheap contract and played balled out of his mind, and you got. And you got a championship out of it. I tend to think that's okay. I tend to think that is an okay thing to be happening. So the Nuggets are caught in this kicking the can down the road scenario. And this is something, if anyone's listened to this podcast, that I was really kind of like, let's not do this, folks. We can't be, you cannot be thinking beyond Nikola Jokic or getting to the end of his contract. You need to be thinking about how do we maximize Nikola Jokic now, not how do we develop our pet project, which is at the very specifically Jalen Pickett. Jalen Pickett is not necessarily what you would call a prototypical Jokic player. He is very much in the mode of Andre Miller. And I don't necessarily see how you can maximize Jokic with a Pickett combination, a guy who is a back to the basket guard. I don't, because Jokic thrives with one guy he can have in a two-man game and spacers. And, you know, of course there's Gordon, but Gordon wouldn't apply in this situation. And I just don't think that Calvin Booth was thinking about that. And even to a lesser extent with Peyton Watson. If Peyton Watson was able to contribute on a high level offensively, it would be completely different. Peyton Watson was drafted knowing that he had incredible deficiencies offensively. Even more so than Christian Brown, who is basically a see-basket-go kind of guy. At least you know what you're getting with Christian Brown. With Peyton Watson, he never had an offensive game. And I do believe that the short-sightedness, not short-sightedness, but the long-sightedness and the bet on being a genius really hurt this team. And I think they lost sight of building around Nikola Jokic. I think that this is why this was such a lost season. The draft picks weren't done with Nikola Jokic in mind. The draft picks were done with Calvin Booth in mind. And I do believe that that is something that the Nuggets need to adjust to. If they're going to stick to this draft model, you got to have Nikola Jokic very specifically in mind. Everything that takes to maximize Nikola Jokic needs to be done for this draft. In the second half of the podcast, I'm going to talk about Michael Malone. And I'm going to talk about how a little bit of humility needs to happen with Malone. And I do think that him refocusing on Nikola Jokic will make him a better coach next year. We'll get to that in the second half of the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Malone, I really do believe, has good intentions most of the time. I've had my differences with Michael Malone. I think this year I had a little more sympathy for him than I usually do. I generally think that Michael Malone tends to make his own bed with certain decisions. He is emotional. He's a hothead. And I do believe those things will come back to haunt you. And at several times this year, his narrow-mindedness and short-sightedness did get the best of him. And I do think this year is a good chance for Malone to refocus and understand that the straw that stirs the drink is not him. It's Nikola Jokic. And I know Nuggets fans love Michael Malone because they like the one-liners. And I get it. I get it. I mean, look, Doug Moe was also a variation of hothead. He would curse players out. He had a better sense of humor than Malone, but he was a variation of this. And we fans, including myself, tended to overlook Moe's faults. We tended to look over that because we liked him personally. I think the same thing is happening with Michael Malone, and I do think this year Malone lost sight that he is not the straw that stirs the drink. And I do think that last year and the year before, he was doing a better job of understanding that Nikola Jokic is the reason. And the reason I point this out is that not necessarily with the overplaying of Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic ultimately decides how much he's going to play. It was more about how there was this approach to the year that was, we're going to do this anyway because I am this good a coach. And as you could tell towards down the stretch, I do think the Nuggets, really the players specifically, were really enthusiastic about this winning streak they went on after the All-Star break. I think, Matt Morris pointed it out on Locked On Nuggets, but it's true. I think this is indisputable. The Nuggets were, it was a player-driven, we don't want to go down like that. It was an ego thing, I think, with the players. Don't go into these playoffs as a third, fourth seed or anything like that. And I think that part drove it. But I think also Michael Malone needed to have the humility to know that the person that needed the rest and the person that needed to come into these playoffs absolutely fresh was Nikola Jokic. Not necessarily Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray had injury issues all throughout the year. He only played 59 games. And towards the end of the year, he has a calf injury. And these things tend to not heal quickly. You could see Kristaps Porzingis sitting out two rounds of the playoffs, essentially. Now, it helps that the Celtics are in the East and they can cruise through. But they're the, you know, calf injuries just tend to not heal really well, and Jamal has his own issues, and I'll address Jamal in the next podcast. But the Malone's kind of overall approach to the season was very, reading his own press clippings, and I think that he needs to refocus himself around Nikola Jokic. And I think, you know, look, people are going to listen to this podcast and say, well, Jeff, you're what's your bright idea for fixing this whole thing? I mean, like, look, I'm not a GM, and I'd make a terrible one. But my only advice would be to look at Nikola Jokic and see what he needs. The fact that there has not been an adequate backup center on this roster since Mason Plumlee was here 4 years ago is concerning. And the fact that Michael Malone has cycled through this many and sort of doesn't, like, the Isaiah Hartenstein thing is really glaring at this point, considering what he did for the Knicks. And you got to wonder if he has the ability to uncouple his brain from his approach and understand that the best you can get from Nikola Jokic is if he is not having to play 34 to 38 minutes a night and getting into a situation in the playoffs where you are burning Aaron Gordon out, having to play backup center, and there's all this going on. It worked for one playoff run, but this year that showed some glaring holes, specifically when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coming back to the Wolves, the Nuggets would do well to admit that they were formulated to beat the Denver Nuggets. Now, there's going to be extraneous factors that hinder the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're in a 3-1 series now in the Western Conference Finals, 1-3, and they could probably be eliminated tonight or the next game. This team, the Wolves, were designed to beat the Denver Nuggets. And if the Wolves are going to stay together, there's going to have to be a reckoning and an acknowledgement that the Nuggets should just, quote, play better. The Nuggets were exhausted for two reasons. One, they played probably far too much during the regular season, specifically down the stretch. And two, the Nuggets, they were exhausted by the last game because they were in these tough, beat-you-up games, specifically Nikola Jokic, who, by the time you get to Game 7, the second half of Game 7, had nothing. And that was alarming to watch. It was the formula. I don't think Dallas had the formula to beat the Nuggets. I don't think that the Boston Celtics have the formula to beat the Nuggets. This is very specifically the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are in the same division as you. So then there needs to be an acknowledgement that there is a team out there very specifically designed. And by the way, other teams will copy, that is designed to beat you. And everything in the Nuggets' power should be gone to amplifying Nikola Jokic in a scenario against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think there needs to be an understanding and humility within the organization to understand that they didn't help Nikola Jokic this year. Draft picks were done not necessarily for benefiting Nikola Jokic. Some coaching moves were made, not necessarily for the benefit of Nikola Jokic. Maybe done to win games when you shouldn't have been winning games. Maybe done to be in a hyper-competitive way rather than in a we got to make it to the playoffs kind of way. And I do believe that all these factors came together. And the problem we're having right now, folks, is that it seems very simple. Obviously, and once again, the CBA is a factor. We'll get to that when they come to the draft, because inevitably, folks, the Nuggets have two draft picks. Inevitably, the Nuggets are going to use these draft picks. I don't see any magical trade coming down the pike. I advocated for exploring a Michael Porter Jr. trade. I don't think anything's going to happen. I really do think this is going to be a run-it-back year with more draft picks. And we will see. The proof is in the pudding this year. You know, I said before the year, this is the Calvin Booth year. Last year, I don't necessarily think was. It really was a Tim Connelly team with Bruce Brown. and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. This team is formulating more and more away from that approach as you get more and more into the Calvin Booth era, and how a GM formulates a team is with draft picks. This team has been so heavy with draft picks the last three off seasons that you don't want to end up necessarily like some other teams that are accidentally getting younger. But it's a tricky approach because of the CBA. I have sympathy for Calvin Booth and Tommy Balsettis. I really do. The CBA sucks for people who want to win multiple championships. It just really sucks. But like I said, you are not going to, if you're Calvin Booth, if you're Tommy Balsettis, if you are Michael Malone, you cannot look at a season or in any sort of approach and think that you will outlast Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is the straw that stirs your drink. Every decision you make, every motivation that you have, absolutely everything goes to Nikola Jokic. And if you're not amplifying Nikola Jokic, you need to change your point of view. He is a superstar. It is rare that superstar ends up in Denver. He is a superstar of enormous magnitude that is a game changer. And if your every thought of your being isn't about necessarily maximizing him, but maybe prolonging your own tenure, then you're doing it wrong. And I don't want to see any of these guys get into a situation where they're thinking about themselves and the long-term future when the future is now, folks. We don't skip steps. Was 5 years ago, 6 years, 7 years ago. It's no longer here. You have arrived. There's nothing about skipping steps that need to enter your mind because you've got here. Now it's about staying there, and maybe the key to staying there, well, definitely the key to staying there, is focusing on Nikola Jokic and not anything else. All right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Morecast. I'm going to be back next week with another episode. Goodbye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.